Part of the BRAC solution was the Air National Guard was located at two facilities, one being at Andrews Air Force Base, the other one down in Crystal City, Virginia. The objective of it was to co-locate them into one facility at Andrews Air Force Base. So the project was to construct a new 170,000 square foot building to co-locate the Air National Guard on one campus.
Aside from consolidating into one building is pretty green in and of itself.
Yes, this was following the United States Green Building Council for a LEED certified facility. We ended up getting a silver certification rating because of the green features and the facilities that we designed into this facility to make sure it was energy efficient.
Talk a little bit about how you go about doing that. What are those aspects that make it LEED certified?
Well, the U.S., the Green Building Council has put together a rating system based on measures you can do to make sure the building is green, such as reuse of energy, minimizing impacts to the environment, making it a sustainable facility. And they've come up with a rating system to either make it from a certified facility, depending on how many aspects and things you choose, to all the way up to a platinum-rated facility, which incorporates many of the green facilities and green infrastructure. This particular building ended up with a silver-certified rating and incorporated on many of the USGBC, which is the Green Building Council's kind of acronym, as they're known as.
Right.
Implements. One of the biggest things we did was a vegetated green roof, which this green roof is a very environmental friendly as well as an energy optimization aspect that not only improves the stormwater runoff that comes off the roof, so it's no longer impervious or an asphalt or a built-up roof system, but it's a green system that improves the water quality before it gets into our natural streams, as well as using the infiltration to feed and grow the plant life on top of the roof. And then additionally, from an energy conservation standpoint, it also keeps the roof and the building a much cooler system in the summer, and then also helps to protect it during the winter from heat loss.
And you were very kind and sent us photos of the building actually in construction, in the construction process. And to be honest with you, I can't really see the planting on this. The photos must be before the roof was fully constructed and had stuff growing up there, right?
Correct. You know, these are a very, drought resistant.
Yeah.
Plant species, very selected to make sure that they're low maintenance as well, so you don't have any additional maintenance requirements, which also helps on the long-term serviceability of the facility. So, yeah, it does take a little bit of time to get the plant growth going. And, of course, the last winter we had, which the green roof was installed before the massive snow that we got here in the Washington, D.C. area.
There you go. You never had to water the thing, for goodness sakes.
Exactly. Certainly not during that
year. Yeah.
So, yeah, there was some slow plant growth, but if you ever get back out there, or if I can get some more aerial photos for you, you'll see that we have some green showing up on the roof now.
So describe to me what this, paint a visual picture for us. What is this? Does this look like a lawn growing up there, or is it ivy? Well, describe to us what it actually looks like.
Yeah, the best way to describe it is it's a low-lying ground cover with many different species. There are some, green. I mean, they grow, anywhere from 12 inches to 18 inches in height. There is some.
But you don't have to go up and trim it, do you?
No, there is specific walkways in there for maintenance of the roof and getting to the roof drainage and some of the rooftop HVAC systems. But, in terms of maintaining the system, it doesn't become overgrown. There may be a time where you have to trim up along the walkway pass.
Right.
And, of course, we also have a window washing cleaning system to access from the roof as well. So other than those walkways, there really is very little maintainability required for these facilities. Again, because it is a, drought-resistant plant, it's very a standalone species. So the maintenance is very minimal, and certainly we will not have to go up there with a lawnmower at any
right.
time to do the...
Well, and the parts of it, I always thought of the water, but it keeps things cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. I mean, there's a lot of good that comes out of this, isn't there?
Absolutely. Just the pure mass of the green roof helps to keep the cool air in and keeps the hot air in when necessary.
One of the things that often becomes a concern when people, when they're talking about doing this is, oh my goodness, if I go green, if I do a LEED certified, it's going to cost me more money. Did this end up costing you more money in the end?
Well, I think from a capital investment standpoint, there generally is about a 1 to 2.5% additional construction cost for this. But if you factor it into the life cycle, and we have done some life cycle cost analysis, this becomes a much cheaper facility in the long run. And generally, the buyback is within 5 to 7 years.
Hmm. So it pays for itself fairly quickly.
Very, very quickly.
Did you find, you said you went through the winter and Snowmageddon, and then we've had this summer that, we've seen extremes. It's been a good test for the building to see how it can handle both heat and cold.
Absolutely. And although the building has just recently been occupied, we're still in the process, and part of this certification process with the USGBC is to monitor and see what kind of savings and, make sure everything is set and working appropriately, during the life of the building. So, as this building becomes occupied in a year from now, we're going to collect more data, and we'll even get a better quantitative data to support how much better this building is performing with this green roof.
In these days when agencies thinking about every agency is looking to reduce their carbon footprint, have you gotten a lot of requests to have that data? People asking you, hey, share that data with us.
Oh, absolutely, and it's also part of the USGBC does do a very good job publishing the data. Telling the different systems that they have used and propagating that data to all designers and architects so that we all know, what kind of payback you can truly get from these green facilities.
Was it, to get this LEED certified, did it end up being that, was it difficult?
There is a paper processing. There's also a construction monitoring standpoint that has to go on. But, it is just an extra step in the design process and an extra paper keeping, record keeping process in construction. But by no means would it be considered exorbitant or extremely expensive. No, not at all.
And we talked a lot about the roof. Were there other green aspects to the building, or was the roof the primary thing?
Oh, no. The roof was one of, about 30 or so implementations that we did. A couple good other examples is, the mechanical system is very optimized for energy efficiency and performance. We have a sunshade system, a roller shade that automatically reacts to the amount of sunlight that comes in that will lower the system to keep out the direct sunlight, but at the same time still providing daylighting and lighting so that we can also along the perimeter lighting along the building is generally at a much lower intensity light than it is into, say, the middle of the building where the sunlight doesn't quite get in. So you save a lot of energy costs from an electrical standpoint by only having the lights along the perimeter illuminated to about a 50% level. So you save a lot of, energy costs from that standpoint. We also went, above and beyond the call from a construction waste management process where we were able to recycle about 95% of the demolished facilities and demolished existing conditions and kept that on site and reuse that for backfill, for instance, for bringing the facility up to grade. We also have very water efficient fixtures and have reduced the water consumption of a typical building of this size down by about 50%. We have a very water efficient landscaping and irrigation system. We've also reduced kind of the site area by using the low impact development to minimize kind of the black asphalt that you'll see everywhere, as also trying to minimize how much heat absorbing and heat releasing islands that are on the site. So we don't get that, the hot pavement doesn't heat up during the day quite as much and then release all that heat at night. We've also limited the light pollution. We don't have any lights that stick up in the air that kind of don't serve any purposes. All of our lights are certainly pointed down to the surface, so it makes more sense. We had even considered some basically recyclable energy, although they turned out to not be as cost efficient as we hoped. But we also are using regional materials to cut down on trucking costs. during the construction period. We have designated special areas for low emission and fuel efficient vehicles to park on site. So that's, and we've even gone as far as doing some stormwater management enhancements where all the stormwater that runs off of the pavements, which typically picks up the oils and grease and sediment in the pavement, are now getting all filtered back into the environment and back into the groundwater using a sand filter that will remove the pollutants and then recharge the groundwater.
Wow, that's a list.
And that's probably only touching on 70% of the things that we have done to make this a silver certified facility.
If for folks who are thinking about trying to, I mean, it seems like you had a little bit of advantage in that you were building from the ground up. Any lessons learned for folks who may be trying to retrofit their buildings? Are there lessons that you that we can pull from your experience?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the water fixture and energy conservation, as simple as plumbing fixture, is a good way. And the USGBC has actually have other rating systems out there for renovated facilities, and they have a completely different rating system and ideas that can be used to make renovated buildings just as green and also get a certified facility up to platinum level. They are actually also working on site development for private development for housing. I think they recently released one for airports. So the USGBC is kind of are the leaders in developing these rating systems and potential ideas to make facilities, not only new buildings, but renovated buildings, to be more green.